Greece's budget for 2013 has been approved by ministers voting late into the night in Athens. The measure came as thousands of Greeks gathering outside the parliament protested against spending cuts. John Carr in Athens reports.
There were no surprises at midnight last night as the Greek parliament endorsed the 2013 austerity budget by a majority of 17 votes. The vote wasn't quite as close as that of 5 days ago when a bare majority of 3 deputies in the 300-seat chamber ensured the passage of a highly controversial package of austerity and bailout measures. Yet, to last, tonight's debate was quite as acrimonious, as Greece's opposition parties accused the government of Prime Minister Antonis Samaras of hoodwinking the people last week. Samaras vows that the present spate of crippling austerity measures will be the last before recovery kicks in. But the opposition, left and right, openly disputes that, claiming that continued austerity will ruin the country. And that's the issue now dividing the Greeks. Does the euro represent hope or despair? Critics of the government say Samaras is cultivating false hopes. He promised that once last week's controversial package was voted into effect, Greece would more or less automatically qualify for a €31.5 billion bailout this month. But statements from European leaders indicate since then that it won't be as simple as all that. You see, in the eyes of Greece's creditors, Samaras heads a fragile and fractious and increasingly unpopular government. Strikes cripple Athens and the main cities almost daily. Another demo closed off central Athens last night. And few in Europe believe that Samaras or anyone else has the clout to enforce long overdue economic reforms. Unemployment is rocketing up and tax revenues are plummeting. Large-scale foreign investment remains an impossible dream. The 2013 budget may have been passed last night, but it's not going to make Greece's economic woes any lighter. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.